Hello, my name is Julia Chabanian. I'm an associate in our FIG Financial Institutions Group. I'm joined today with Emma Eaton, a senior associate. So we recorded the UK Trends episode back in April 2023. Now, 1 year later, could you please summarise what key changes have taken place since then, Emma, including regulatory developments and the use of AI in the insurance industry?
Sure. Thanks, Julia. I think I'm going to focus on AI development specifically this time. The most notable development being on the 6th of February this year, when the UK government unveiled its response to its 2023 consultation on how to regulate AI. That covers all sectors and markets in the UK, from education and policing through to financial services. So it's not financial services specific, but it's definitely relevant to the insurance sector. At the same time as publishing that response, the government published some guidelines for regulators like the PRA and the FCA to help them design their sector-specific regulatory regime, which of course has to be based on the UK government's principles that are set out in its white paper and the response. The approach that is being taken by the government, and of course we're in April at the moment, so we're talking about the current Tory government. The approach that's being taken to AI regulation is to keep things deliberately principles-based. And that's obviously due to the evolving nature of AI as a technology and the concern that legislation is going to stifle innovation and be too slow to adapt to changes and new risks that might emerge as the technology evolves. So a lot of people are wondering if there's a prospect of an equivalent of the EU AI Act. And right now, I'd say that's low risk. The plan for now is that there might be legislation in the future, but at the moment they want to keep things principles-based, but the government has reserved its position. Basically, the UK is feeling its way through the AI minefield and working out how best to address the risks that it poses without stifling innovation. And that's a very important point that the government wants to make. They don't want to stifle the adoption of new technology because they can see all the advantages that it can bring as well as the harms. The principles-based approach that the government's taking is obviously going to be familiar to those in the insurance sector, as that's the current approach of the FCA and the PRA to regulating firms, you know, insurers, intermediary insurers. And the other thing to say about the government's approach is that it's based on five cross-sectoral principles. And those basically now need to be adapted by the FCA and PRA to the extent that the principles are relevant to their specific regulatory remits. And I say, you know, I would focus on the FCA more so than the PRA, really, because as the conduct regulator for the insurance sector, many of the risks relating to AI are relevant to the areas of behaviour the FCA is responsible for regulating. But that's not to say that the PRA has got no interest at all in AI regulation and won't also be making its own proposals and changes to regulation too.
Interesting. So there's been quite a lot of changes. It's well known that the UK government is seeking to position itself as a global leader in AI regulation, you know, having hosted the first major global summit on AI safety in November in Bletchley Park. It's launched various task forces and academic collaborations and has provided funding to help with adopting the next generation of AI. What are these five AI governance principles that the UK government is basing its approach to regulation on?
Yeah, so the five principles are safety, security and robustness, appropriate transparency and explainability, fairness, accountability and governance, and finally, contestability and redress. And just looking at those briefly. So the safety, security and robustness, what that means in the context of insurance regulation and the remit of the FCA and the PRA, we've yet to understand. But of course, it touches on cybersecurity and operational resilience requirements. Yeah. It seems likely that there'll be a lot of reliance by the regulators on other areas of law, regulation and guidance from other departments, you know, technical standards that the government's producing on safety and security of AI. But in principle, firms, you know, are already subject to systems and controls requirements. So it's probably going to be building on those obligations. It might mean that they have to deal with some new measures relating to possibly testing and verification of complex AI systems. But it's going to depend very much on what kind of AI is being developed by the insurer or being deployed by the insurer or intermediary. As with the EU AI Act, highly complex general purpose AI is also a focus of the UK government, and developers of GP AI are definitely in the crosshairs. So that's a similarity between the EU AI Act and the UK's approach. The transparency and explainability principle. Explainability has been a buzzword for a while now, so people are probably familiar with that. It's basically about parties having sufficient understanding and information about the AI system and what it does and what outcomes it creates. And it actually includes, the regulators needing to understand the AI systems that the firms are adopting. So they need to expand their workforces so they have the right skills to understand the risks that firms they're regulating are taking with AI systems. But again, I think there's going to be some cross-sectoral reliance on obligations and standards that are being developed outside of the financial services sector to achieve, the transparency and explainability principle. In terms of fairness, again, this is a familiar concept, but basically it's, AI systems shouldn't discriminate. That's familiar in terms of things like treating customers fairly and the consumer duty, but it is probably going to be more difficult for firms to comply within the context of AI, because you could be grappling with complex black box AI systems that the firm hasn't, trained or hasn't developed at all, and it's just bought off the shelf. So we'll have to see what the requirements are depending on whether you're a developer or a deployer, so where you sit in the AI chain. But we've seen this comes on to the next principle about accountability. And we've seen that quite often accountability sits with the last actor in the chain, which would mean the insurer, the intermediary who's interacting with the ultimate client. So accountability is going to be an interesting area for the sector. And as I've already mentioned, developers of general purpose AI are already in the crosshairs. But specific accountability and governance requirements in the financial services sector will, of course, fall mostly on the FCA in terms of redress for customers, and then possibly the Financial Ombudsman Service. Will we end up with an AI-specific ombudsman? Who knows? Let's wait and see.
Hmm. So you mentioned that the UK is still working its way through how to address AI risks. What are the next steps?
From an FS regulatory perspective, I'd say the intention is that regulators are going to publish guidance on how these cross-sectoral government principles apply to firms within their regulatory remit. They're going to be working with other regulators on guidance. So the ICO, I think, is going to be a very popular regulator for other regulators to work with and publish cross-sectoral guidance. The next big thing we're expecting from the FCA is that they have to publish by the 30th of April an update on its regulatory strategy. So that's an important thing to look out for in the coming weeks. The government's principles aren't on a statutory footing at the moment. As I mentioned earlier, the approach is a principles-based approach to regulating AI rather than implementing something equivalent to the EU AI Act, but the government has reserved its position. So the government said that if voluntary and sectoral regulation doesn't address the harms, it's going to introduce legislation and possibly put these principles on a statutory footing, which would mean the regulators have to have due regard to those five principles whenever they're looking at and changing their rules and guidance. The government itself, in the meantime, is very busy. It's building on its international partnerships. So I think just 2 days ago, the UK and the US announced a joint venture on looking at science of AI safety. And there are various other fingers in different pies with different regulators from Singapore, China, the US, and in Europe. they're sort of working together, because there's definitely a consensus that there needs to be a joint approach to some of the biggest risks in AI. And then the government's also taking other steps. You mentioned earlier about the fact that it's investing money in various different areas to do with AI. It's built out its own staff and skills so that it can really get a grip on the risks of AI. And it's also planning on establishing a central function that's going to facilitate things like risk monitoring and the coordination between the different regulators in relation to AI. And I think they've said in their paper that spring was a key date for them to publish a number of updates and other information. So there's a lot going on at the moment.
Yes, it seems like there's a lot of convergent cross-sectoral guidance from different regulators. So given that's the position we're in, what can firms do at the moment?
I think basically it's wait and see if you're a UK-focused only business. There are other areas of law and regulation that are a little bit ahead of the financial services regulators, like the ICO published updated guidance on solely automated decision making. So that might be relevant to your business. And of course, there's the existing, you know, financial services regulation that you need to apply in the context of AI anyway. But in terms of what might change, it's a bit of a wait and see. But this month and this year, basically, I'd say is a key time period for probably seeing some concrete changes to regulations or guidance and further consultations.
Thank you, Emma. That's fascinating. So given we don't have specific rules or regulations from the PRA, it appears that the sector is in a bit of a holding pattern, with firms waiting to see if the regulators will make significant changes to capture AI-specific risks. As you summarised, Emma, the UK government is taking this principles-based approach, which is broadly consistent with what the PRA and FCA's approach to regulation of AI risks already is in the insurance sector. One thing we hear a lot is that the FCA and the PRA are not technology regulators, so their focus will be more on outcomes of using AI in the insurance sector. And we mustn't forget their respective new secondary competition objectives, which means that the regulators will probably want to avoid stifling innovation. So I suppose we'll wait and see for the FCA update that is due this month. Thank you very much for joining me, Emma.
Thanks, Julia.